The Trump administration's decision to impose export controls on Anthropic's Fable 5 and Mythos 5i models has created the first-ever restriction on artificial intelligence technology exports. And the international response reveals just how dependent the global economy has become on American AI infrastructure. Anthropic has been forced to shut down access to these advanced models internationally, prompting urgent diplomatic missions to Washington.
The economic implications are staggering when you consider that Anthropic was valued at over $60 billion in their recent funding round. And these models represent some of the most advanced AI capabilities available commercially. The company is reportedly sending staff directly to DC to resolve the shutdown, which indicates this wasn't a planned phase-out, but rather an abrupt enforcement action that caught even the company off guard.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's response has been particularly sharp. He's using this as a wake-up call for technological sovereignty, arguing that allied nations need to diversify away from U.S. AI providers. This is significant because Canada has been one of America's closest partners in technology cooperation, and Carney's criticism suggests even friendly nations are reconsidering their dependence on American tech platforms.
The European Union's response is equally telling. The European Commission is calling this a wake-up call for technological sovereignty and expressing concern that U.S. export controls must not target allies. This language suggests the EU views the Anthropic restrictions as potentially discriminatory against European users, which could trigger retaliatory trade measures under existing digital services frameworks.
What's particularly interesting is that reports indicate the Trump administration is unlikely to extend these AI export curbs beyond Anthropic to other AI companies like OpenAI or Google. This selective enforcement raises questions about whether the restrictions are genuinely about national security or whether they reflect specific concerns about Anthropic's technology or business relationships.
Defense Secretary Hegseth's defense of expelling Anthropic suggests the administration views this as part of a broader strategy to control advanced AI capabilities. But the selective nature of the enforcement creates a competitive advantage for other U.S. AI companies, which could actually strengthen American dominance in the sector, rather than addressing allied concerns about technological dependence.
The timing coincides with multiple other AI governance developments that suggest we're entering a new phase of technology regulation. 42 state attorneys general have launched an investigation into OpenAI just days after their IPO filing. Microsoft is facing securities litigation over AI missteps, and the UK is preparing to ban under-16s from social media this week. The regulatory environment is becoming much more aggressive across multiple jurisdictions.
Satya Nadella's warning that AI dominated by few models is unsustainable takes on new meaning in this context. Microsoft's CEO may be positioning his company for a more distributed AI landscape, but his comments also reflect genuine concerns about market concentration. When you have just a handful of companies controlling the most advanced AI capabilities, export controls become much more powerful policy tools.
The technical implications are fascinating because Anthropic's Mythos A recently completed a Zcash protocol audit without finding new critical bugs, demonstrating the model's capabilities for financial system security analysis. Restricting access to these capabilities could impact global financial infrastructure security, particularly for smaller nations that rely on AI-powered auditing tools.
From an investment perspective, this creates significant uncertainty for venture capital and private equity firms that have poured billions into AI startups. If the U.S. government can suddenly restrict exports of AI models without warning, it fundamentally changes the risk profile for international AI investments. We might see capital flows shifting toward companies that can guarantee continued international access to their technologies.